Here we are, Daf Kuf Yud, 8 days in the Omer, Tov Shin Samach Tet, we're holding a Masechet Bava Kama, ninth perek, Gozel Etzibe, we're on Kuf Tet Amud Beit, 5 lines from the bottom at the two dots. Yesterday, we discussed the comparison to Sdei Achuza, or to El HaMiluim, from the Halacha of Gezel Hager. So from the Halacha of Sdei Acherem, we discovered where over there the Achuzato means that it's Yotzei, the Kol Echav HaKohanim, that the same thing would be true by Gezel Hager. Even a Kohen who is himself Gezel Hager, he nonetheless has to be Mechalek, has to give the Gezel Hager away to Echav HaKohen. Once already we were on that topic, today the Gemara is interested in getting into the side issue that we had brought up for a moment yesterday, which is that if we're going to compare the din of the Gezel Hager to the El HaKippurim. So we mentioned for a moment that everybody is allowed, Ishes Kedoshav Loi, that everybody is allowed to bring their own korban. So why wouldn't everybody be allowed to keep his own Gezel Hager? Since we brought that up, today the Gemara wants to go into the drasha of that pasuk. Tanu Rabbanan, minayin lekohen sheba umakriv korbanotav b'chol eit uv'chol sha'ah sheyirtzeh. How do we know that if a kohen, let's say he made a neder to bring a certain korban, or he's mechuyev to bring a korban chatas, that he could personally come up, even though it's not during the time of his mishnah, and he can bring his own korban whenever he wants, and that's not included in the din of the chalukah that was made of the mishmarot, but that they can come at any time individually if they wish. Talmud lomar uba bechol avat nafsho el hamakom asher yivchar Hashem. So that a kohen has a right to come whenever he wants. Uminayin shavodata v'orah shelo. How do we know that it's not only a question of his being able to do the Aveda, but that he gets to keep that which comes from the Aveda? In other words, he gets the buser of the korban for himself personally, or he keeps the or of the korban for himself personally. Talmud lomar, therefore, it says in the pasuk, the ish et kedoshav lo yihyu. Any individual that it's his own korban, he gets to keep his own kedoshav, which means the buser, and the or is his. How about if he personally is an old man, or he's ill, imaya zaken ocholet, then he still keeps his rights, even though he himself isn't going to be able to do the Aveda, or it's inconvenient. We'll see later on in the Gemara how you can make a shliach for something that you yourself can't do. But he maintains his rights, and he's able to give it lekoko en shiirtze. No tana lekoko en shiirtze. But for some reason, in that case, he does not get the buser of the Aveda, and he does not get the or. That goes to the anshei mishmar, like anybody else. Now, ask the Gemara, what are we talking about? When you say that he's old or that he's ill, I mean, are we talking about that he himself is technically able to do Aveda? See, the Matzi Avid Aveda. So then, Avodatavo Ora, Namit Avedide? I mean, if he could do the Aveda, so then that means when he creates a shliach is taking his place. Whatever rights he has, he's giving over to shliach. He had the rights to do the Aveda, to keep the meat and the aura of that Aveda. So why can't he give it to somebody? It doesn't make any sense. If he himself personally can do the Aveda, and that's the reason that you're saying that he has no schus to the bosser and the or, so then how can he give over the Aveda to anybody else? You can't make a shliach to do that, which you yourself can't do. So either lo matzi Aveda voda, shliach echimashri. How then was he able to make a shliach? Answers the Gemara, there's a big difference. What we're talking about over here, Amruch Papa, shiachol lasot ayidei atchak. This man is capable of doing Aveda, but he's got to really push it. And he's capable of eating, but he's got to really push it. There's a big difference between those two situations. Because when you really push it to do avodah, that's kosher avodah. So avodah dechi avid le'ayidei atchak avodahi. So therefore, you can make a shliach to do the avodah. But to eat, ayidei atchak does not have a din of achila. It's a din of achila gasa. And achila gasa, where you're forcing yourself to eat, is not a kiyum of achilas kachim. So memela, he doesn't have rights to it, and he can't give it over to somebody else either. Therefore, avodah dechi avodah ayidei atchak is called avodah. It can be mashri shliach. But achila, it has a din of achila gasa. Achila gasa is laf klumo. Therefore, mishumachi avodata the basa the oraa niatshe mishma. Question is, of course, what the or has to do with that. Indeed, the Ramah takes out the word or because the or is not negia in his ability to eat. It's a direct result of his zechus to do the aveda. Im hayaku hin tame. Let's say the coin is tame, and we're dealing with a korban sibur. Now he is obviously part of the mishmar, because otherwise he wouldn't have a right to a korban sibur. But he has the right to give it over to the kohanim in his mishmar, so he can be notna lekol mishi yirtzeh. So look, I can't do the aveda, but I can give it to you. And in that case, the or and the basar, and the or and the avoda, which is the word we're using here for the basar, meaning the zechar of the avoda, goes to the Anshei Mishmar. So here too, we have the same question. If we're talking about a Mishmar that has Kohanim to Orim, so what right does he have to do Avodah? So then he needs a Torim. Then the Torim should do the Avodah. Tmeim Mimotzo Avde. How could the Tmeim do the Avodah? So if he can't do the Avodah, how can he make a Shliach to do something that he can't do? Need a Leka Torim. And if we're talking about that there are no Torim, then he has nobody to give the meat to. Because even though a Korban Tzibur can be brought Betumah, because Tumah is maybe even a Hutra Betzibur, but not for eating, only for doing the Avodah. There's no heter of eating Betumah. In which case, it's not simply that he doesn't have the right to eat. There's nobody there to give it to be Mechalik it to. So Mamanavsha, if you have Kohanim who are Torim, let them do the Avodah. How can he do Avodah? How can he make a Shulia if he doesn't have any rights? If there's all the Kohanim are Tumahim, which gives him rights, then nobody's able to eat. So this seems to make absolutely no sense. Because they're all Kohanim Tumahim and allowed to eat. On my Rav, it's very simple. There are Baalei Mumim who are Tahorim. So Baalei Mumim can't do the Aveda. Therefore, the Aveda is still Hutra B'tzibur, and the Tumahim do the Aveda. But Baalei Mumim are able to eat. And in this case, they're Tahor. Therefore, you have, in a sense, the best of both worlds. He's able to do the Aveda. Normally, the very fact that he would be able to do the Aveda would be nobody gets the right to eat. Because if a Tomei is doing the Aveda, who's going to eat? But since over here there's Baalei Mumim, who are Tahorim, Baalei Mumim never lose their right to eat. And Tahorim, of course, are able to eat. It's talking about, obviously, that when he does the Aveda, he's careful not to be Matami the Bus. If he would be Matami the Bus, nobody could eat it. So that you use a long knife, make sure your hand doesn't get close to the Bus or after Shrita. And that way, there's no problem. Okay, so we have a simple solution. Omer Ravashi, Imayako in Gadol. Well, this Kohen Gadol is also an interesting equivalent case. Because a Kohen Gadol is allowed to be makriv as an oneg. So if a relative died, Kohen Gadol brings carbon anyway, but he's allowed to eat as an oneg. It's a similar case to this. So in that case, he can be makriv as an oneg, if that's the case, he can give it the avoda to any Kohen that he wants, because he has the skus to do the avoda himself. Exactly as here, the Kohen that was tamei had the right to give it to any Kohen that he wants, as long as it's part of the Mishmar. So does the Kohen Gadol have a right to give it to any Kohen? But since he doesn't have a right to eat, avodata orala chemishmar. So the baser and the or goes down chemishmar. Isn't that obvious? I mean, it follows directly from the din that a kohen gadol is makrivin and they know chel. So my kavash matanina kohen gadol makrivonin. That means he has a schus for akrova. So therefore he can appoint the shliach for akrova. They know chel means he has no schus for achila, and therefore he can't appoint a shliach to get something that he has no rights to. What's the chiddush? I said, Ravashi's not saying anything new. He says, no, it's not true. Because you see, the din of a Kohen Gadol being makriv einin might have been understood as a special dispensation. If Aaron HaKohen, or the one who's tayfes Aaron's mokah in the deres, desires to do aveda, Kodesh Baruch is not makiv. But he doesn't want to do aveda. But he wants to keep the schus for the aveda, give it to somebody else. So then not. That's how I might have looked at it. Gamash one, it's a straight out halachic right, just like the din of the Kohen Tomei, who has the right to be makriv a korban tzibur betumah, but has the right for achila. Let's see that inside. So ask the word my kamash. It says Kohen Gadol makriv einin nei darichel, and he's not even given a chelek to eat in the nighttime when it'll already be post his aninut. Well, says the Gemara, Salkadatech, I mean, I might have thought that where did the Torah have rachamim on the Kohen Gadol to give him this dispensation? Ki chas rachmona alei the Kohen Gadol lekruvehu, that he, who desires so much to do the Aveda, should not lose that opportunity. Aval eshvuyei shliach, to make somebody else the shliach for doing the Aveda, maybe erachinami, he's no different than any other person who's an aine. Over there lo matzim hashver, kamash malan, that even the schus of a Kohen Gadol to be makriv einin is transferable to a shliach. Continues the Halakha Mishnah, HaGozel et HaGer. So now we finally get to the din of Gezel HaGer that we were talking about earlier, which was actually the catalyst for all of these discussions, because we're only getting into Kachim on Matnes Kuno over here because of Gezel HaGer. Since we're talking about HaGozel Eitzin, we want to know what the din is, Legabe HaShava to a Ger. So somebody steals from a ger, a gozel et ha-ger v'nishbalo. Normally, what's the din of someone who is nishba v'sheker and he's made there? So he's mashalim to the bailim, keren v'chomesh, and he brings an asham in the Beit HaMikdash. However, in this case, if the ger dies, and the ger has no heir, and this is only possible for a ger not to have an heir, so what does he do then? So there the Torah was machadesh, that he brings the keren and the chomesh and the asham up to the Beit HaMikdash. The keren v'chomesh, reis v'shalim, keren v'chomesh v'kohanim, It goes to the Kohanim, Boto Mishmar, as we saw yesterday, and the Asham goes to the Mizbeah. Shneemar, as it says in the Torah, V'im Ein Le'ish Goel La'ashiva Asham Ela, and we darshan the only possible case of Ein Le'ish Goel would be a ger. Then what is done? Asham Hamushav La'ashem La'Kohen. The Asham Hamushav is given to the Kohen. Milvad Ela Kippurim Asher Yechaber Bo'alav, which is given like any other Asham, to the Beit HaMikdash. Suppose the Gazlan went ahead and he's on his way up to Yerushalayim and he's carrying the money, he's carrying his Korban Asham, and he dies on the way up to Yerushalayim. What's done with what he was carrying? The money goes to his Yorshim, because there's no din of his chut of Kodesh to this money until he gives it. There's no chiv on the Yorshim to give it, because once he's dead, it's no longer kapara. So the male is given back to his money. The Asham, what is the halach? An Asham is the typical Asham shemeit ba'alav. An Asham shemeit ba'alav, the din is, it should be set out to pasture, yir'eh, achi yista'ev, until it gets hamum, then it is sold, v'yimacher, and then the money for that Asham is used to purchase a kayitz l'mizbeach, which is a nidvas tzibur. So you plu damav l'nidava, like is done with any Asham shemeitu ba'alav. Natana kesef l'anshei mishmar. How about if he made it to Yerushalayim and he pays the money, but before he brings the Korban Hashem, he dies? So then the yorshim come along and they say, look, our father gave this money thinking that he was going to get a kapora, but unfortunately he died before bringing the kapora. The whole thing was a mistake. We want the money back. No. Ein ha-yorshim yecholim lotzi miyadam. The yorshim cannot get the money back. Shenemar, the ish asher yitein la-kohen. This, by the way, is a continuation of the pasuk that we just brought a moment ago with the Tana Rabbana, which is Ishet Kedoshav Lo Yiyu, continues the pasuk to say there, and as we've seen many, many times before, the Gemara before a Mishnah is an introduction to the topic of the Mishnah, continues the pasuk to say, and furthermore, Ish Asher Yitein LaKohen Lo Yiyu, somebody gives something to the Kohen, it remains in his rishus. Now, there was a Seder of Mishmarot. The first of the Mishmarot was called Yehoyarif. It was a very large Mishmar. The second of the Mishmarot was called Yedaya, which is much smaller in population. Suppose he brings the money in during the week of Yehoyarif, but he did not yet bring his Korban Hashem. The Mishmar changes over on Shabbat. He comes in on Sunday, and now there's the Mishmar of Yedaya. He wants to bring his Asham to Yedaya. Does he have to give the Kesev and the Asham to the same Koyanim or not? No, he's Yotze. There's no din that the Asham has to be brought by the same Koyanim who get the money. The only halacha is that the money has to have been returned to the ger, so to speak. In this case, the Beis HaMikdash takes the place of the ger before you can bring an Asham. That's true of anybody. You can't bring an Asham as a kapora until you gave back the money that was stolen. But suppose he first brought the Asham to Yoyari, and then the next week he brings the Kesef to Yedaya. Now this is no good, because first of all, Yoyarif should never have taken the Asham. They should have made certain that he presents a receipt that he paid up the money. What are you bringing an Asham? It's not even kosher. And the guy shouldn't have brought an Asham before paying back the money that he stole. So what do we do in this case? In Kayama Asham, if the Korban Asham is still here, then Yoyarif should transfer that Asham to Bnei Yedaya. They don't get any rights to it. They never should have taken it in the first place. The Imlo, if already they brought the Asham, Shalokadin, then he has to go and bring another Asham, because you're not Yotze in Asham for a Kapora until such time as you were Magz of the Gezela. Bringing the money back before you're ready to bring your Korban, that's fine. You're Yotze. And that's not a problem. But to try to bring an Asham before you bring the Gezel, lo yatsa. Natanata Karen, but if he paid back the Karen, but he didn't yet pay back the Chomesh, it's not a problem. Ena Chomesh Ma'akev, even if he doesn't pay the Chomesh, he could still bring the Asham, and there's no problem for his Kapora in terms of the Korban Asham. In the end, he still bechuyav to bring his Chomesh. The Kapora is the issue here, but the money is necessary in order to get a Kapora. Money. Why? They get the meat of the Korban Hashem. They get the ore of the Korban Hashem. And the meat. What more would you like? The steaks you don't want.
They have to eat. They can't sell the meat or get the ore they can sell.
What's wrong with eating? If you're hungry. Tana Rabbana. It says in the Pasuk that Imein le'ish goel la'ashiva Hashem elav. Listen to the words. Ha'asham ha'mushav la'ashem la'kohen milvad Ela Kippurim. What is, it's very confusing, because the name of the Ela Kippurim is an asham. So you read the pasuk, it says, the asham which is being brought, so what is the asham? So the Brayta says like this. The word asham in the pasuk refers to the keren. Then when it says Hashem HaMushav, the Hashem HaMushav refers to the Chumash. So in addition to the Hashem, there's also a Mushav, that which is being brought back. Then, later on, it talks about the carbon itself. But wait a minute, how do you know? Maybe the Hashem refers to the carbon Hashem. Maybe, you know, El Hashem Zeh Ayil. Okay, does it really matter? I mean, it says to bring everything. No, it matters very much. L'may nafkamina, I'll tell you why it matters. Because Rava has a whole drasha that is built on the fact that the Torah calls the money the Hashem. What's his drasha? Lafuke bin Rava, if we would understand that the Hashem over here refers to the carbon and not to the money, that would be the end of Rava's drasha. And Rava's drasha is like this. That Gezel Ager is an amazing drasha. A guy brings back the Gezel Ager and he gives it to the Kohanim at night. It's not Yaitzah. Lo Yatzah. He gives it back in pieces. Today he brings half of it. Tomorrow he brings another half. It's not Yaitzah. Where do you get such a thing from? Says Rava, I'll tell you where I get it from. The Torah calls money an Hashem. Do you ever hear a Torah calling money an Hashem? Hashem is the name of a carbon. Elo Dapshad is, it's giving it all of the dinim of an Hashem. Can you bring a carbon at night? No. Beyond Tzavayse. Can you bring a carbon in halves? Obviously not. So therefore, since Hashem Kari Rachmana, you can't do any of this. Now, if you can show me that the Hashem is referring to the carbon and not to the money, so that pulls the carpet out from under Rava's feet, it says the Gemara, well, obviously, the Hashem can't be the carbon, because the pasuk continues to say, Milvad Ela Kippurim. So what's the Ela Kippurim referring to? So Kishu Omer, Milvad Ela Kippurim, clearly the Hashem is referring to the Keren, not to the carbon. So the Omer Hashem is a Keren. Another bright that goes like this, Tanya Ivach, slightly different. Hashem is Keren, Mushav is the Chomesh. So far, so good. This bride that asked, maybe the Hashem is the Chomesh. So you'll say, who cares? Maizet says both. Levain Afkamina. Ah, tremendous Afkamina. Because what does our Mishnah say? That if you paid the Keren and not the Chomesh is not Ma'akit. Why? Because the Hashem you're claiming is the Keren. The Mushav is just something you bring back, but it's not the Hashem. But if you reverse it, and you're calling the Chomesh the Hashem, it would mean that the Chomesh would be back if the Kapara. So then it would be Lafukim Matnitin. The Tanan, it says in our Mishnah, the Tanu et Keren. Now we would say Adarabba. The Chomesh is very ma'akev because the Torah is calling it an Hashem. So how do I know which is which? I'll tell you, says the Braisa. Kishu there. When the Torah says in the previous pasuk, it says Veshiv et Ashamo Birosho V'Chamishito Yosef Alav. So what's the Hashem? Can't be the Chomesh. The Chomesh is mentioned separately than the Hashem. So there you see clearly Avi Omer, the Hashem is the Keren. Okay, so now we've established that it's the carrot that's mahakim. There's yet a third bright. Tanya Yidach. Starts off the same. Hashem, zakaren. Hamushav, zachomesh. Uve gezel ager hakatuv medaber. We're talking about gezel ager, and the Torah is coming to tell me, you return it to the Beit HaMikdash. But wait, maybe if it's gezel ager, maybe it's referring to kefal. It's not referring to gezel, it's referring to geneva. So, you know, Allah hamushav, I mean, it doesn't say how much. It says hamushav, so maybe the mushav in this case is the kedas of kefal. And it's talking about Gnevat Ager, and it's not talking about Gezel Ager. Ah, because you see, the pasuk before said Beferish. Ve'shivet Hashabo Berosho v'chamishito Yosef Alav. Where do you have chamishito Yosef Alav? Where you have Hashamo Berosho. And we already made that drasha. Berosho means Keren, where it's only Keren and not Kefal. Hare b'mamona mishtalim Berosh hakatuv medaber. So we now have satisfactorily darshan the pasuk. We're referring to Gezel Ager, because it says Eino Yoresh. We're referring to a case of Gezel not Gneva, because it says Berosho. We're referring to a Keren that's Ma'akev Kapora, because it says Ashamo. If you're Magzer it at night, you're not Yotze, because it calls money a Korban Asham. Therefore, it compares it to the Dinim of the Asham. The Chomesh is not Ma'akev, because it's called Amushav. Everything beautifully, Merumes, in the words of the text. Gufa. Now, getting back to what Rava said, remarkably, that Gezel Ager Shechazir Balayla, you pay it back at night, or you pay it back in pieces, piecemeal. You're lo yatsa. Yechziru chatzaim, lo yatsa. My taima, oshav kari rachman. Furthermore, says Rava, gezel ager she'in bo shavar pruta. Lecho kohen v'kohen, lo yatsa di yechmada. If there's not sufficient to give each kohen a shavar pruta, then you're not going to be yotze. So what do you do? That's a machlokas. So you can add. If you add, so then you're giving enough that every kohen got a shavar pruta, so it was an actual hashava. And lamaisa, you were a meshiv for gezel ager. Depends on the mishmar. Some mishmarot were big, such as Yo Yariv. Some mishmarot were small, such as Yedaya. So what about, boy Rava, how about if there's not enough money for every coin in Yo Yariv, but there is enough money for every coin in Yedaya? What about then? See, in the mishmarot Yo Yariv, yeshbo the mishmarot Yedaya. Ma. What do you mean, Eskimar? Ma. What's the question? I mean, I understand if it was during the period of Yadayah and you paid Yadayah, what's your question? You gave a proper Hashava. And every Kohen got a Shavah Pruta. What are you asking, Bichla? Now, Rav's question is that it was the week of Mishmeret Yo Yarin, but he calls up the Gizbar of Yadayah and he says, look, there's not enough money here for Yo Yarin. I want to pay you, so you guys take it. But it wasn't their week. So that's my question. So he gives it to Yadayah the Mishmarato the Yoyarin. But Miamrinan, do we say that Kivin the love Mishmarato Valoklumu? You can't, you give it back. You're going to choose to give it back on your own terms. The Torah says you bring it back to the Beit HaMikdash, you give it back. It means to the Kayan of the Mishmar. So you wouldn't be Yitzin. Oh, the Omar Kivin the Lachazilin, since Labaisa. This particular Hashava cannot be given to Yoh Yariv because it's not enough to be given as a Netina. Netina by definition means Hashava Pruta. So therefore it's as if me, Korala Yadaya take Koi. It's as if it was standing in line to be given to Yadayo from the beginning. So you can't say, what do you mean it's not Roy? In this case, they never said to give it to Yoh Yariv. It was only meant for Yadaya. Teku. Boy, Rav. The thing is like this. A Kohen who gets a Korban, let's say he gets a Korban Mincha, which is made like a pancake. And he happens not to like pancakes. He likes Teglach. So then he could get another Korban. There's different types of Korban Mincha. So he wants to exchange his Korban Mincha, meaning his, not a Mincha the Kohen, that's not eaten, but the Mincha that he was Zeicha to of Yisrael, with another Kohen who was Zeicha to a different type of Mincha. And, one man's fat is another man's fat. Okay. He can't do that. Because in Chokin, you're not allowed to be Chelek in the Korban Connected Korban. So my question is like this. Boy, Rav. Can a Kohen be Chelek? Gezel Ager, Connected Gezel Ager? That's my shot. So Mashiach Loku Gezel Ager, Connected Gezel Ager. Because, I mean, one of the things that I pointed out was that the Torah calls Gezel Ager an Asham. If he calls it an Asham. If he calls it an Asham. So the same way, an Asham can't be given at night. An Asham can't be given piecemeal. An Asham can't be taken to an MRI. Well, sorry, Richard. Yeah. What time did you get home? We'll forgive you tonight. So an Asham can't be given a Chatzayim. So too, an Asham can't be exchanged because you're not allowed to be Chelek. Just like an Asham, Ein Chokim Asham Keneged Asham. So then it would mean Af Gezel Ager, Ein Chokim Gezel Ager, Keneged Gezel Ager. Would be Gzerat HaKatuf. Or Dilma, what do we say? Gezel Ager. I mean, Gezel Ager is sort of generic. I mean, it's just mumbo. So what's enough to mean? So it's Mamona. It's given to you as a gift. It's like your Bate's Kuna as a gift. So what's the problem? Somebody gives a donation to the good one. He can't give his Baba for it. It's completely his. Hodar Pashta. Osham Kari Rachman. In the end, Rava said, no. It's called an Osham. As we treat it like an Osham. Rava Acha Bereda Rava Matzavate. Rava Acha Bereda Rava. He said, that's not what my father said. My father gave over Psak Halacha, that whole big run around the mill. I'm not sure what they did. Maybe this. He said straightforward. Kohanim ein chokim kezlager kineger kezlager. My taima osham kari rachman. Boy, Rava. My question says Rava is like this: a kohen who gets kezlager, does he have the din of the yorish of the ger? Basically, what the Torah said is that inein leish koel. If a guy doesn't have a yorish, it's a ger. So then the kohanim take it. Does that mean that they are considered to be his yorish, or is this just straight out a gift like all of the other dinim of the matanos of the kohanim? I'll explain to you the nafkamina in a moment. So do we say Yorshim Ave or Mekavle Matanot Ave? L'may nafkamina. I mean, who cares? I'll tell you. The case would be, Kagon Shigazal Chometz, the Ovra Lava Pesach, I should say. So he stole Chometz from the Ger. Now what's the halacha normally? So now, he wants to return it. He's going to give the Chometz Shavah Lava Pesach to the Kayanim. And he's going to say, look, you know, you're like the Yerusha of the Ger. Here is your Yerusha. Thank you very much, gentlemen. Hey, wait a minute. What are we supposed to do with that garbage? Hey, come back here. Sorry. You got your Yerusha. You can go burn it. It's not my business. I mean, too bad you're the Yerusha of the Ger that was had Chomes Bepesa. So if you're going to tell me that they're a Yerush, okay. So I know how they are tomorrow. This is what your Morish gave you. What can I do? It's not the best kind of heritage to inherit, but this is it. But if you're going to tell me that it's a bit of a matonis, I mean, I didn't give you anything. I mean, is the Torah saying you have to give a gift to the kuhuna? What kind of gift is Afra Bialma? So it's not a gift. Matonah tomarach, but the native lo. Veloka yoyavlo velo mide. You're not giving him anything. Because it's Afra Bialma. This is not worth anything. Rav Zeira says, no. I'm sorry. That is not the way to ask the question. You have to say it like this. The truth is, Afilo imtip tzoloma mekablei matana. Even if you were to call them a mekablei matana, you could still give them chomer shochel of a Pesach. That's not a question. That's not an issue. Because this is the matana that the Torah said to give them. You're saying, well, what do you mean? What kind of gift is that? You know, go argue with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, what you are going to give the ger, bring out the Beit HaMikdash, give it to the Kohen. He said, what's the point? That's not your business. What's the point? Whatever you're going to give the ger, you give it to the Kohen. What's left to be given? It's a yorish, or if it's a matana, this is what the Torah said to give. The question is like this. Here's the question. Does he have a din of a yorish, or a din of a matana? That got to be another question. How about if he gets 10 behemot for Gezelecher? The guy's bringing back now 1,000,000 behemot, and this guy now gets 10 behemot. Now, if you get a gift of 10 behemot, you're not chayev at maaser behemot. It's only if you're a behemot that you didn't buy. They were born into your rishus, or, of course, that you were a yorish. So if they're called yorshim, so then they're like yitomim in the tfusat habayit. So the moment that even 10 behemoths come to the Mishmar before the Chavukah, now what do? You take it off. You have to take off one for Meisr. So then if it would be Yerusha, that's the question. Mechayev lafrushim in ma'al ma'aser olo? If they're Yorshim Ave, so then if they're Yorshim, we know the Omar Mar, konu b'tvisat abayit chayavim, that as long as the estate had 10 behemoths, even though I only get one of those behemoths, doesn't make any nafkamina, you're chayev. Or do we say that mekar le'matan not ave? It says in the Mishnah, someone who buys 10 behemot, or is given to him as a gift of 10 behemot, he's patur mimasar behemot. That's the question. Ma, says the Gemara, bring your right, Tashma. Says like this, Esrim v'arba matanot kiuna nitnu la'aron levanav. Take a look at Parashat Pinchas. 24 different matanais were given to Aaron and his children. You should know, kulam nitnu bichlal pratuchlal. They were all given with a lashon klal pratu klal, because the parasha opens up with l'chol kachei b'nei Yisrael l'chad etunim, which is a klal. Then it lists every single one, v'zeh, yelacha, etc., etc. And then at the end it says v'chol trumat kodashim, which is a klal pratu klal. And it closes with the words brit melach olam. What's the implication of such a thing? The implication is that they're all interrelated. You cannot believe in one of the matanot and not in another. Can I say, hold, you have to bring a korban to the Kohen? I don't believe in giving truma to the Kohen. I don't believe in giving reish hageiz to the Kohen. Or a Kohen says, I don't think it's right for me to take reish hageiz and do anything for the guy. The whole thing becomes bottle of foot of all bris. Melach is cancelled. Why? Because the klal pratu klal. So kol ha-mekayimon. So if you're mekayim the dinim of all of them, so then it's as if you're mekayim kol ha-tera kula, which is b'klal pratu klal, and it's as if you were mekayim all of these korbanes that were given with a brit melach olam. So ki ilu mekayim klal pratu klal a brit melach. But it's as if you gave, you were over Kalatar Kula. Now, what are the 24 Matnoit Kuhuna? The way to remember. 10 of them could be only eaten in the Beit HaMikdash. Esr B'Mikdash. 4 of them could be eaten only in Yerushalayim, or used in Yerushalayim. And 10 of them can be used anywhere. Esr B'Gula. Now let's go through them. Rich, this is so exciting. By the end of today, you're going to be able to say over all 24 Matnoit Kuhuna. So stand up, pay close attention to the klal pratu klal, and then you'll repeat the back. Okay, here we go. Oh, here we go. All right. This is a ma'amad gadol. The kayanim lemaisa should all stand up. Kayanim should stand up. Oh, the kayanim came in just in time. Here we are. Anyway, Eser B'Mikdash. What are the Eser B'Mikdash? Let's start at the beginning. You have a chatas behema. You have a chatas ha'if. You have an asham vada, which are brought for those things that the Torah was kivei an asham, such as we've been discussing. You have an asham toloi, where maybe you were over, excuse me, going even standing now to be makamal matnei skuna, chofdal at matnei skuna. You sit, bris melach olam, and he's sitting. I think he's taking it for granted. It was granted. So, you have an asham toloi, where he's mesupik, where there was over the Issachar, and mechayev achatas. Zifchei Shalmei Tzibur, which is coming up very soon, on Shavuos, the only time you bring Zifchei Shalmei Tzibur, is the Kifsei Atzeret. The Luk Shemen Shalmei Tzorah, which we hope isn't coming up. The Meisra Eimer, which we just missed. The Meisra Eimer. The Shtei Alechem, the Lechem Aponim, the Shiyori Benachas. Okay, 10. 4 can be had in Yerushalayim. Bechor, Bikurim. The Muran from a Teda that don't nazir, which is, in the Teda, we have the Chaz V'Shok, and we have also the Lechem of the Teda by the El Nazir. We have, in addition, we have the special leg that's given, and we have the Chalas of the Nazir, and Orot Kodashim, that's 4. 10 are given in the Gvulim, Truma, Trumat Maaser, Chala, Reishit Shageiz, the Matanot, which is the Zroa L'Chayayim, and the Shok, and Pidin Aben, and Pidin Petra Hamor, and Stei Achuza, which we spoke about yesterday, and Stei Charomim, where somebody gives away his son at the Kayani. Huh? Gezel Ager? Wow. So the 10th one in the Gvulim is Gezel Ager. Now, that's being included under the list of matanot. So you see, we call it a matana. Shmamina mekable matanot have shmamina, and therefore there's no chiyav of taking off maser beima from gezelak er qed. Okay, Rich, you ready to go?
Yeah.
You're not going to look in, are you?
No, I'm not going to look.
Okay. You want more time? No, Richie. There he goes back to first grade again. All right, we'll give you time.
Nathan's hot dogs.
Ah, Nathan's hot dogs. Richie's pizza. That's together with Richie's pizza.
When did they give the Maser Beima? Once a year?
It has to be given before the Shnat of the new Maser.
Once a year,
the Maser
Beima gets it from what's there.
Yeah.
If he gives it away before he's taken Maser, he's.
Right. Yeah, so not in Israel, it's not in Israel.
He says it.
Natanet HaKesef L'Anshei Mishmar. How about if he gives the money to the Anshei Mishmar and dies before giving the Yosher? The Atomim want the money back. The Kohanim say, once we get our paws on that money, is that going anywhere? Says the Mishnah, you can't. That's where the Pasuk puts it. Lo yeah, you give it to a Kohen, lo yeah. But what's the logic of this? Omer Abai, it must be, Shmamina, that the Kesef is Mechaper even without the Yosher. So that when you give the money, it's already Mechaper partially. It's partially Mechaper. Because Elon. Fine, but Elo Mechaber, they wouldn't have done anything. So then I would have said, Havamina, here Havamina means I would say rightfully, Mater LeYarshim, should be given back to the Yarshim, my taiva. The Yarshim could say, it was a Mekach Tot, Adaitidach Eloyoyevle. He gave it thinking it was going to pay for a Kapora. Didn't pay for anything. He ended up dying before he got his Kapora. Unless Lamaisa was a Kapora, even before he brought his Karban Hashem. Wait a minute, says the Gemara. I mean, by that logic, a chatat, where the owner dies, should be given back to the Yorshim, because it was all a mistake. So one shall be out the chatat shebetu baleah. Why is it Yotzi l'chulin? Say, well, I never would have dedicated this chatas if I would have known I was going to die. I want it back. No, says, but come on. Can't bring a riot from chatas. But chatas is, chatas shebetu baleah is aloch al bashmi sinai. Can't bring a riot from aloch al bashmi sinai. That's yochatak mirla. There, the din is, okay, fine. Take the other case. Take the case of an osha. Shemetu ba'alav. The din over there is that, as we just said in the Mishnah, what's halacha? You have to let it graze, and then what happens? You sell it, get some boom, you sell it, and you bring an olat nedava for kaitzam izbeah. Why? It should be yotzei l'chulin, because the guy could say, I never gave it thinking I was going to die. I gave it only to get a kapora from it. So, adai t'lach lo afreshe. No. An osha is also halacha l'osha b'sinai. Namely, kol shebechatat meta ba'asham roeh. So that's not a riot. Okay, fine. How about a yavama? A yavama falls, with the same token. Yavama falls at the death of her husband to a brother who is a mukashri. You can't even look at it without vomiting. So now we should say, the original kedushin is bottle. Because she could say, well, I never would have gotten married if I was knowing that you were planning on dying and dropping me off to your brothers in Mukashkin. So she could say, I never would have accepted Kedushin under those circumstances. What kind of logic is this? A person lives, you gotta do what you gotta do. You can't take into consideration the possibilities of death. That, I mean, then we might as well stop living. So you stay over here. By the same token, the Kedushin should be bottle in such a case. Says the Gemara, I would, except for one issue. The fact is, a woman is ready to go ahead with a marriage, even if it's crummy. As Rish Lakish says, the old Rish Lakish, better to have two warm bodies than just to be alone. So you're right, I mean, but husbands in general are just lumps. Who cares?
Couch potato.
Exactly. So you get this potato, that potato, it really makes it afkamina.
What's wrong with
chalito? I mean, what's wrong? Who wants it?
Yeah. She has a way out, though.
So this is called a marriage, to fall before that lump. Excellent. Good.